Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Ayan, and speaking of celebration, kapag panahon po ng pista, ay nako, isa po sa mga inaabangang event natin mga Pinoy ay ang Flores de Mayo. Kaya naman po ilang kababayan natin dyan sa Perth, isinagawa ito pero with a twist po dahil puro mga bata ang nag-alay ng bulaklak. Ano nga ba ang Flores de Mayo? Narito ang panayam ni Ethel Jane Reyes kay Father Nelson po ng St. Benedict Parish sa Applecross.
Magandang hapon po, Father Nelson.
Magandang hapon, Ethel. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Father Nelson, paano po pinapakita ang spiritual significance ng Flores de Mayo?
Yung spiritual significance ng Flores de Mayo ay naka-connect talaga to sa kay Virgin Mary. Because Virgin Mary is our mother and we devote the month of May, yung buong buwan ng May, para kay Mama Mary sa being our mother. And Flores de Mayo, it's a Spanish actually, flowers of May. And some farmers before they pray and nagdarasal sila for rain for their crops, you know, and then they ask the intercession, humingi sila ng tulong and intercession from the Virgin Mary for rain to come, you know, to water their crops, and then that's actually a gratitude. This devotion is a gratitude para kay Virgin Mary for her intercession. So yun yung significance talaga ng Virgin Mary ka. And then flowers, you know, Mary as a mother is associated with bulaklak, you know, with flower. And in the month of May, kasi sa Philippines, yung May, that's the time, particularly yung first half ng May, that's the time when flowers really bloom. Oh. And then the second half of May, nag-umpisa na yung ulan. Okay? Patapos na yung summer doon sa atin, sa Philippines. Ngayon, sobrang init, di ba? Sobrang init sa Philippines. First 2 weeks of May, parang ganun din. But towards the end of May, yun, medyo mag-umpisa na yung ulan, and then it would water the crops, the plants that farmers would grow. So yun yung really significance. Mary intercedes for us. She helps us, and it's a gratitude, a show of gratitude for the prayers that were answered.
Ang alam ko po sa Flores de Mayo is meron po mga reyna na para pong nagre-represent ng image ni Blessed Virgin Mary. Okay. Para pong one of the meaning is like faith, hope, and charity. So paano po yun like combine para sa Flores de Mayo?
Ito yung sinasabing sa Santa Cruzan. Ito yung sinasabing Santa Cruzan. Oh. Actually, ibang din yun, ibang devotion din yun. But pinagsabay na during the end of May. Santa Cruzan, from the word Santa Cruzan, Holy Cross. Okay? Uh-huh. Ibang naman yun. Parang pinagkaisa na yun during the month of May. Santa Cruzan is a devotion as well. Na-relate siya dun sa cross of Constantine, and the cross was found by Emperor Constantine, Helena, mm-hmm. This time of the year. And so, kaya tinatawag na Santa Cruz na Holy Cross. Kaya, na kinonect na rin dun sa Flores de Mayo. Pinagkaisa na yung dalawang devotion during this month of May. So, yung expression na yun, yung my faith, hope, and charity, kasi yun yung virtues, the three cardinal virtues of our faith, of our belief, you know, our religion, faith, hope, and charity. So yun yung kinonek na rin din sa cross, you know, being the sign of Jesus's love for us, and the three virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Kaya na connected na rin doon. Santa Cruzan is a different devotion, and then Flores de Mayo is another devotion.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So ang natutunan ko po dito is that Flores de Mayo has a significant sense in preserving the culture and faith of the Filipinos by keeping the tradition and faith alive dito po sa Australia. Yes. Ganun din po ba ang feeling nyo sa Flores de Mayo o Santa Cruzan? Kaya po every year sineselebrate, yes, dito.
Ganun din dito. Maganda nga may mga communities na dito sa Perth na nag-umpisa ng mga ganun. And it's really good. Pero we need every year, kaya as I said kanina, na I think we need to keep up. I mean, we need to replicate what we do in the Philippines. Pero at least mayroong component of prayer.
Yes.
May devotion. Kasi devotion, dapat may prayer. So, what we did earlier, parang procession lang sa flowers, offering of Mary. But in the Philippine Santa Cruzan and Flores de Mayo, meron talaga siyang prayer, parang novena pa nga siya eh. So, I think we need to introduce that, put that together with the actual offering of flowers. Magandang tradition because it's very much part of who we are, you know, as Filipinos, and remind us of our faith, you know.
Yeah, kasi po ang Filipino, part of our culture is being Catholic.
Yes.
So, especially dito po sa Perth, na maraming Filipino na po dumadating dito galing sa either sa overseas or mostly eastern states. So, meron po din tayong mga tradition na kinikip. Yeah. And starting from the beginning, para maliit lang po to in comparison sa proper na Flores de Mayo, Santa Cruzan sa Pilipinas, right?
Yeah.
And so, one last question, Father Nelson. Ano po ang importante na kasama ang mag-participate ang mga bata para po sa tradition ng Flores de Mayo?
Magandang question yun. Siguro information. Kailangan din natin siguro i-explain sa mga bata ano to. Okay, kailangan may prayer at saka ano talaga. It's not a social event. Okay? It's not a social event. Kailangan may formation, kailangan may catechism, ano ba talaga tong ginagawa natin? To put it in context. Kasi tulad kanina ginawa natin, parang nagiging program yung dating ng Flores de Mayo. It's supposed to be a prayer service. So kailangan i-explain dun sa mga bata. Yun, I think that's what we need, because some parents as well don't even know, lalo na yung mga dito sa Australia.
Yung lumaki po
lumaki dito sa Australia. I think that needs to be explained.
Yes.
Well, kailangan yun. At saka, ano bang significance ngayon na dito sa Australia? Kasi nandito na tayo eh.
Opo.
It's one thing to know kung ano ba talagang background o nung history ng devotion. Pero kailangan din nating mabigyan siya ng meaning and relevance in the here and now dito sa Australia, kung ano yun. So yung mga bagay na yun, kailangan i-explain, kailangan ipaabot dun sa mga bata at saka sa mga parents, kasi para malaman din nila, para it will make the celebration and the devotion really meaningful for them. Yun talaga, kasi kailangan ng formation at saka catechism.
Yeah. At saka kasi po yung mga bata na ngayon, religion is a different, you know, topic na hindi po masyadong used around here, like in Australia wide. Pero po, para po malaman nila na hindi lang maganda ang damit,
yes,
mga
yes,
bulaklakan, pero ang meaning po talaga is the religious, the Blessed Virgin Mary. And yun po ang dapat i-showcase ang malaman ng mga bata.
Tama.
Okay, great.
Yes, well, spot on.
Oh, thank you. So, thank you. Salamat po masyado,
no
Father
problem,
Nelson.
Ethel, thank you
sa
very
time.
Much. No problem.
Excellent.
No problem. You're welcome.
Ako po ay si Ethel Jane Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.